After giving up the warrior life and settling on the reservation, Quanah Parker became an advocate for his tribe. That earned him the respect and friendship of such notable figures as President Theodore Roosevelt. Bruce Caesar, a Pawnee American Indian, admires the Comanche and credits Quanah for their success running businesses like casinos while keeping the tribe's identity.
He did an outstanding job of bringing his people into contemporary society, whereas now they're one of the powerhouses of the sovereign nations here in Oklahoma.
But the most remarkable physical reminder of Quanah Parker is slowly falling into ruin on this lot behind a trading post here. This was Quanah Parker's house. This is where he lived with his family and entertained many notable guests. Texas cattlemen who had successful dealings with Parker built him this large home in 1890. It's known still as the Star House for its roof decorations. Quanah's mother, Cynthia Ann Parker, died before he surrendered, but he later kept her picture by his bed.
The room in here is Quanah's room.
The Star House today belongs to Wayne Gibson and his sister, who inherited it from their uncle, who obtained it through a trade with Quanah Parker's daughter in the 1950s. Quanah's daughter left the future of Star House up to the Gibsons' uncle.
If anything was ever going to be done with the Star House, she felt it would be up to him. And if he would trade her a livable house for the Star House, she would go along with the trade.
Gibson admits he lacks the funds to properly maintain the old structure.
We worked towards getting some funding started for it, and it's basically at a standstill currently.
Quanah Parker's descendant, Tina Imhula, says the Comanche Nation offered to buy the house, but Gibson would not sell.
It's unfortunate that the property has deteriorated the way that it is. But the nation has made its offer. They chose not to take it.
Bruce Caesar says that while preserving history is important, the Comanche Nation should use its funds on more current needs.
And if you have some money to spend, it's better to spend it on jobs and benefits for the people, health, education, housing, food.
Tina Imhula regrets what has happened to the Star House, but she's philosophical about it.
Quanah's history is still a wonderful thing. You can own the building, but you will never own his history. The Comanche Nation, his history belongs to us.
The Comanche Nation continues to seek agreement with the owners on how to save the Star House. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Cache, Oklahoma.